بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي يحيى خريم بن فاتك رضي الله عنه قال. Still in this chapter of jihad, the importance, the virtues and the necessity of it. Hazrat Abu Yahya Khuraym ibn Fatik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man anfaqa nafaqatan fi sabilillah, a person who spends whatever in the path of Allah Ta'ala, whether it is 1 rand, 1 cent in our times, kutiba lahu sab'u mi'ati dha'ifin. It will be written for him up to 700. Allah will multiply it by 700. Ulama have written, this is general, not only in jihad, but whenever a person spends in any good cause, Allah Ta'ala multiplies it by 700 times. So if a person gives us 1,000 rand, if a person gives 10,000 rand, it will be multiplied by 700. So great will be the rewards in the year after. وعن أبي سعيد رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حضرت أبو سعيد رضي الله عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said ما من عبد يصوم يوما في سبيل الله. There isn't anyone who but keeps a roza in the path of Allah. That is, whoever fasts while he is out in jihad, illa ba'adallahu bidhalika al-yawm. The virtue of that is, Allah will distance that person by that fast of that day. Wajhuhu anin nari sab'ina kharifan. Allah will save his face from the fire of Jahannam by 70 years. That means he will be at a distance of 70 years journey from the fire of Jahannam. And it isn't only the face that Allah will save, but of course the whole body. The face is referred because that is the most honorable part of the body. So when Allah will save that, automatically that which is less than that will also be saved. So by fasting, when a person is out in jihad, the reward is so great. وعن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال حضرت أبو أمامة رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said من صام يوما في سبيل الله. A person who fast one day in the path of Allah تعالى when he's out in jihad, جعل الله بينه وبين النار خندقا. Allah تعالى makes a trench to come about between him and the fire of Jahannam. And the stand trench is so wide, kama bayna as-sama'i wal ard, the distance between the earth and the sky, the first sky, that great distance, so much distance Allah will make. And in one other hadith it comes, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked the sahaba, do you know what is the distance between the earth and the sky? They said, Allah and his Rasul know better. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, it's a journey of 500 years. So in other words, this person will be far from the fire of Jahannam who kept roza, one roza also while he was out in jihad. The distance will be between a 500 years journey between him and the fire of Jahannam. And the virtues of keeping roza in the path of Allah is that Allah's help will come. And that is what is required more than what we trust on arms and ammunition or the technique and know-how to how of warfare. More than that, it is to get the help of Allah Ta'ala. And from here also we learn that in any problems of ours, to get the help of Allah, do those amal which will draw the rahmat, the mercy and the help of Allah. Like making zikr, like making namaz, keeping roza, giving sadqa, this draws the help and the mercy of Allah, and by that our problems get solved, not by court cases, not by arguments, not by debates, but by the help of Allah when it descends. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said من مات ولم يغزو. A person who died and he never made jihad. ولم يحدث نفسه بالغزو. And never did he even think to himself, I should go in jihad. The thought of jihad also never came to him, and actually he never went either. مات على شعبة من النفاق. That person has died on one branch of the branches of hypocrisy. In other words, every Muslim should should have this desire in his heart, if not actually taking part in jihad, if the opportunity didn't come, but he should have that desire, I take part. And very sadly today, how many people are making effort to show that jihad is not part of Islam. Jihad is a very important part of Islam, and we can see how long this chapter is carrying on, how many hadith are mentioned with regard to the importance of jihad. Further, the ulama have deduced from this that there are many amal, or even if a person is weak in his amals, but the niyat should be that I make the amals. A person, for example, is not making five times namaz. He shouldn't just be lax in his niyat also. He should have that desire, I wish I could make my five times namaz, with jamaat, with concentration and devotion. A person should have this desire, I wish I can also get up for tahajjud. I can also make du'as at the time of tahajjud. All good deeds. If the actual act cannot be there, at least that desire, that niyat should be there. Though, of course, the actual act is required as far as faraz is concerned. But that desire is very, very great. That I wish I can be pious like so and so. Who we think is pious, at least that desire should be there, even if we are not there. Many, many instances have been reported by these niyats. People made people richer, made people rich without even that amal. Allah made them rich there with their niyat. Niyat is a very, very great thing which we don't pay attention to, and that can take a person very far. So at least for jihad, we should have the niyat of jihad. وعن جابر رضي الله عنه قال كنا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه says we were with نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في غزات, we're in a battle, and this was the battle of Tabuk. فقال نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said إن بالمدينة لرجالا ما سرتم مسيرا. There are people who are left behind in Medina Sharif. They haven't walked any distance in jihad in the path of Allah. وَلَا قَطَعْتُمْ وَادِيًا. And you people did not traverse any valley, did not cross any valley. إِلَّا كَانُوا مَعَكُمْ. But those people who are in Medina, they were with you. Though physically they were back in Medina, you people were gone for this great battle of Tabuk, but there are people who are left behind, but actually they are with you. In which way? حَبَسَهُمُ الْمَرَضِ. That is, they became ill and they could not come. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ حَبَسَهُمُ الْعُذْرِ. And in one narration it has come that they had some valid shari'i excuse why they could not come. And in another narration it has come, إِلَّا شَرَكُوكُمْ فِي الْأَجْرِ. But they are equal with you, they have shared with you your reward. This again shows just by having that niyat, though they could not actually come, they were kept behind because of illness, because of some valid reason, but they had that niyat and they get the full reward. Therefore, we should always make niyat for jihad also, for all good deeds also, those which we feel are impossible for us to do, like keeping roza every alternate day, keeping roza Monday and Thursdays, whatever it is, we cannot afford to go for hajj or for umrah, but our niyat is that we will get that reward. We haven't got the money to give huge amounts in masjids, madrasas, to help the orphans, but our desire is that all those who are needy, I wish I had so much that I could also spend on them, help them, Allah will give that reward with the sincerity of that intention.